This is the FM Gold channel of All India Radio. In the program News Analysis, now we bring you a discussion on doubling the farmers' income by 2022. The participants are Dr. Suresh Malhotra, Agriculture Commissioner, and Urmi Goswami, Journalist.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated the Krishi Unnati Mela. Both showcases efforts being made to double income of farmers by 2022. He also talked about policy interventions, structural changes that he and his government have been working to ensure that this dream of doubling farmers' income is actually realized. When we are talking about improving farmers' incomes, whether it's doubling them or more, what are the biggest challenges that are faced by Indian farmers today?
Whenever we speak about doubling the income of the farmers, then we need to consider two points. One is how we can get more income from the farming sector. Another is we need to consider non-farming sector also along with it if we have to double the income of the farmer. These are the two points which are required to be taken care together. So when we speak about the farming, the first thing is from his farm, how he can increase the productivity from the same unit area, and if he gets the more production by use of the technology, then one part is this, that he is going to increase his income through high productivity. Another point is how he can cut the cost of the production. To cut the cost of production, there are several means. We say that neem-based urea, those are required to be used, and biofertilizers also there. Biopesticides are also required to be used. Integrated pest management techniques are also required to be used. Mechanization should also be done. These are the technical points which are required to be considered. He can get the more income. Another thing is integrated farming system approach. That is also we are recommending. That farmers, they need to adopt, along with farming, they should opt for dairy farming, fisheries, poultry, and then again beekeeping, mushroom cultivation. There are several allied sectors which are available, and farmers, they are having the several options. Keeping in view the resources available, he can pick up and he can consider adopting them for.
So one of the many things you mentioned, and we'll take it bit by bit, is about getting improving productivity from the farm itself. And that you spoke about mechanization. The Prime Minister spoke about farmer producer organizations asking farmers to come together so that they can leverage their numbers and their requirements when it comes to buying seed, buying fertilizers, be it urea or be it neem-based fertilizers. They all cost money, less or more. But if they come together, as the Prime Minister said, they can bargain for a better price, they can get better options because there'll be more in quantity. Now that's a very interesting idea, and there are two parts to my question then. And one is what more needs to be done structurally to ensure farmers are able to create these FPOs or farmer producer organizations. And the other part is the mentioned earlier is mechanization. Now the biggest problem in India is that our farm sizes are small. Even our biggest farms are really not very big, and very often even if people came together to pool their money together to say hire a machine for a day during harvest time or during sowing time, the farm size doesn't allow you to do it. What kind of efforts are being made to actually address those issues? So there are two questions for you there.
First question that relates to farmer producer organizations. Honorable PM, he called upon that farmers, they need to become part of FPOs and they should become their own owner. I should say that owner should be with the farmer. So for that purpose, there is one concept. We call it farmer interest groups. 20 farmers, they join together, they will make the farmer interest group. And farmers, when there will be a group of 1,000 farmers, they will constitute farmer producer organization. So what is the concept behind it? That farmer producer organizations, they are having kind of institutional setup, and where they have a kind of expertise available with them, they will guide them that yes, these are the inputs which are needed for this purpose, and inputs will be made available to them at the very reasonable prices. And then further, there are several other marketing interventions. They will provide the services of the market intelligence, because these all FPOs, farmer producer federations. So from the farmer producer federation point of view, that marketing support will also be provided. Market intelligence system, that support also provided. There is a provision. There is a provision in this institutional setup. And farmers, they will get a kind of guidance that now whatsoever production he has to make, he has to keep in mind, the fork in mind, the consumer in his mind. He will sell the produce, he will get a kind of guidance from them. And even a kind of market intelligence system will guide them that now, yes, in this area, now price is less, but another market where price is more, you can capture that market and you can sell your produce to them. And here again, these all farmer producer organizations, they can be linked with ENAM, electronic national agriculture marketing system. Then further, you might have heard 22,000 Grameen Haat linked with this electronic national agriculture marketing system. So these rural markets will be very helpful for them, and they can sell their produce directly to them, and definitely they will get the good price. So now 22,000 at the first instance, government is going to promote these rural hearts.
And about mechanization.
Now, second part relates to mechanization, because mechanization, wide era of machineries. A few of the machineries, these are smaller machineries, then few machineries are very costly. As you just mentioned, that farmers, they are small in nature, and there are large farmers also. Large farmers, they can afford, but small farmers, they cannot afford. So for that purpose, Government of India has started one mission. We call it Sub-Mission on Use of Mechanization in Agriculture. Through this mission, there is a provision that FPOs or companies or panchayats, they can come forward and they can make machinery bank. That machinery bank will work as a custom hiring center. So farmer, he will go to that custom hiring center, just like a taxi we hire, we order for a taxi, taxi will come, we pay and do that. So in the similar fashion, they will give their indent that yes, I need a particular machinery, that machinery will be made available to him, to the farmer, whether it is he is a small or big farmer or whatsoever capacity he has available with him. So he can avail that facility, and that custom hiring center, they will have the minimal charges they will have to pay as a rent.
That is very easy to understand, that you create a bank where the person doesn't have to, has to go and pay a user fee for the machine, and he uses it. What happens when the land holding size is so small that it is unviable to use machinery? And that is the case with a large number of farmers in this country. How are you addressing that challenge?
So here, different kind of machineries are available. We need to see that yes, for tillage of his farm, we need to have smaller machineries are also available. For the large farms, again, high capacity machineries are available. So farmer can choose from the kitty, keeping in view his farm size, keeping in view his requirements. He can choose from the custom hiring center that yes, I need this. Even there are some machineries which are affordable, and farmers, they have purchased and they are accommodating in their own, that machine, I should say, bank.
Right.
Small machine bank at his own level. Machineries are available. Farmer can choose an advantage of those schemes, and subsidy is also available on those machineries which farmer can purchase.
It's very interesting that this Krishi Unnati Mela comes for most of our listeners. When they're listening to about farmers, will be thinking about the huge protest of farmers that you had in Bombay recently. Now, this Krishi Unnati Mela comes in the context of that. There, of course, the issues were loan waiver, promises, MSP. Now, the government has said in the budget that it will look at MSP as input cost plus 150% of the input cost, and that input includes everything, including labor cost, even monetization of the farmer, of the labor of the farmer himself. He's not paying, but you create a notional payment for it. So there's every effort is being made to have an MSP which is competitive. So can you explain really where we are in addressing this issue of improving farmers' incomes?
It has its direct linkage with the price that farmer, whatsoever efforts he is putting for cultivation of the crops, he should get the good price of it, because there are situations, glut in the market, farmer will not get the good price, there will be distress sale. So how we can overcome distress sale situation? Sometimes we have to take care of the consumer also, that yes, there should not be inflation, that should not go high. So how we can check all those things and how that balance can be maintained? So from that point of view, because Ministry of Agriculture takes care of the farmer, that yes, farmer's interest is required to be, it was considered that yes, only we have to focus on the food production, nutritional security is required to be taken care. Now livelihood security has come. So from the marketing angle, now government is aware that yes, such kind of situation comes and how we can avoid it. From that point of view, we need to have a kind of procurement system at the state level. And we have requested the state that state should come forward for procuring the crops, because MSP has been increased. 150% that increase has been given, and MSP on the cost of production that is now calculated. So on the cost of the production, that calculation has been made, so that farmer should not be at the disadvantage. And another point is procurement. Until unless procurement is not done, farmer will not get the benefit. Otherwise, same thing will happen, that farmer will sell his produce below MSP level. Another point is, we also guide the farmer that farmer should get primary processing of his produce. Otherwise, he will not get the good price. He should get the sorting done, get the grading done, so that equal size is maintained and all impurities are removed out of this. So primary processing should be done. Primary processed produce should be brought in the market. Definitely, he will get 10 to 20% more the MSP price he will get. So this is one point. Another is price differential scheme. So now discussions are on. Government is going to start on price differential schemes for the different states. Then price stabilization fund that has also been created. So these all are the activities which are going on. Some kind of policy decisions are required, and procurement plan, marketing system, those are required to be improved and reoriented, recasted. These all things are being now improved and taken care of, that farmers should be at advantage, always at the advantage.
Two ways to improve double farmers' income, and that one is of course productivity from the land, which we have been speaking about, and then the other one being the off activities. Now that of course includes this part of it is not just the primary processing, but you mentioned there are times when there's a glut in production and clearly then the prices are driven down. But if you had proper food processing connectivities, then what would happen is that you could then, the farmer could actually prevent the prices from dropping. So how much more work needs to be done on that, creating not just primary processing, which is a bit of first stage value addition to your product, but in terms of real value addition. So when you have a season of glut of onion production, the farmer actually not only sells directly to the market or to the procurer, but also to a food processing unit who will then make onion paste, which can be sold at a later time.
We recommend that farmer, he need to follow both routes of the market. One is how to meet the domestic need. Another one is how he can fulfill the need of the export market in condition if we have surplus available with us. Another is processing industry. That produce should also move towards the processing industry. So there are alternatives available. Then again, perishables are there. A lot of post-harvest losses are also occurring. If those post-harvest losses are reduced, and further, if we can store the produce in the cold storage for a period and keeping in view the market trend in mind, then that produce can be brought out and that can be sold
right
in the market.
The another aspect of what the Prime Minister spoke is very important, and that leads to having more sustainable agriculture where there's less waste. Mentioned very clearly that we farmers shouldn't look at what traditionally thought of as a waste and a useless product as something to throw away. But he spoke about crop burning. He said don't burn your residue. It can be made into other things like energy. Now, all of this requires a huge amount of support and a mindset change. Is that the biggest challenge that you face in essaying this improvement in income? And he also inaugurated several Krishi Vigyan Kendras, adding to your already big network. What more should these Kendras do to actually get farmers to realize that they can actually change their lives and improve their incomes?
First is related to this waste management, agro crop residue management. I should use the word crop residue management. Lot of crop residue that is got wasted, and how we can best utilize it. That's why Honorable PM, he told that how we can convert the waste into the wealth. That is the point, because a lot of waste is available than parali. And he called upon that we should stop burning parali. That can be used for preparing the compost. If farmer, he prepares the compost and in situ corporation is done, definitely the soil fertility will improve. His farm will rejuvenate, and that will be a kind of amelioration to the farm, and definitely his productivity will increase. Another point is that straw can be sold, and then some binders are available, machinery is available, it can be binding can be done, briquettes can be prepared, and those briquettes can be further sold to the power plants, NTPC and others. Already some kind of agreement has been made.
How can you further educate the farmer to actually make...
Krishi Vigyan Kendra point, which you were... So 25 Krishi Vigyan Kendras were inaugurated today. Now total we are having 700 Krishi Vigyan Kendra. So all of these Krishi Vigyan Kendras are functioning as a farm advisory center. So farm advisory is provided to the farmers. Farmers, they can get training. So skill, that is also getting the focus these days. So these all are the most issues. But at the end, I would like to say that three points which Honorable PM said, that bamboo cultivation, that is required to be promoted. Third, he was saying pomoline, that oilseed cultivation should happen more. Third one was related to that urea, we need to, this chemical fertilizer, slowly we should reduce.
Taking us through what was a very policy-packed speech with a lot of different angles by the Prime Minister, let us hope it is now the farmers are able to realize that the solutions or the way to improve their livelihoods is not a distant dream, but possible, because help is near. Thank you so much.
You were listening to a discussion on doubling the farmers' income by 2022. The participants were Dr. Suresh Malhotra, Agriculture Commissioner, and Urmi Goswami, Journalist. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of All India Radio. This program is also available on our website, news.air.nic.in. You may email your opinion about this program at airnsd.com.